poll, voters less likely to vote for a candidate who supports transgender procedures for minors. By Hannah Blow on November 5, 2022. Voters are less likely to vote for a candidate in the 2022 midterm elections who supports transgender procedures and surgeries on minors. A Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released this week found. The survey asked, are you more or less likely to vote for a candidate in the 2022 midterms? SIC, elections who supports allowing underage minors to use puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and undergo sex change surgeries? Overall, 72.7% said they are less likely to support such a candidate. And of those, 63.3% said they are not likely at all to support them. Just over a quarter, 27.4%, said it is likely they would support such a candidate. Opinions, however, are divided on party lines, as most Democrats, 57.3%, said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who supports transgender procedures on children. Republicans and independents, 96.5% and 79.2%, respectively, disagree and said they would be less likely to vote for someone who supports transgender procedures on minors. The survey was taken October 25 to 30, 2022, among 1,080 likely general election voters and has a +2.9% margin of error. It follows the far left's push to normalize transgender ideology not just in society in general, but in classrooms. Florida is, perhaps, most well known for taking a stand against the radical left's push, enacting the parental rights in education law, which, in part, bars classroom discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity for children in kindergarten through third grade. Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, who is challenging Governor Ron DeSantis, R, said it was a grim day because Florida barred children as young as 5 from being exposed to those discussions in classrooms. The state of Florida eventually barred Medicaid from covering transgender procedures following a report concluding that such procedures are not safe or effective but experimental and investigational. Further, the Florida Board of Medicine last week voted to ban the mutilation of children with gender dysphoria. Meanwhile, hospitals around the country have quietly supported the drastic leftist positions. Boston Children's Hospital, for instance, came to the national spotlight over its Center for Gender Surgery, which described itself as offering a full suite of surgical options for transgender teens and young adults. The hospital claimed it was attacked with the spread of so-called misinformation about its services to minors. However, after it came into the spotlight, it quietly updated its website to state that all genital surgeries are only performed on patients age 18 and older. As Breitbart News noted at the time, that update was not present when Breitbart News first reported the story. In fact, a previous version of the hospital's eligibility webpage stated that an individual had to be at least 17 years old for vaginoplasty. The latest update on the website, however, states that one must be at least 18 years old for phalloplasty or metoidioplasty and for vaginoplasty. Yet, those as young as 15 are still eligible for chest surgery if they meet other requirements as well. This survey coincides with the Convention of States Action/Trafalgar Group survey released last month, which found the vast majority agreeing that children should wait until they are adults to undergo gender-affirming procedures.